The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring in the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. As you likely realize, I try to add something new each week when doing this program. Try to give a little, so it's not the same thing all the time. Well, today I'm starting off with information about the Women's Hall of Fame. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Nobel laureate and beloved author Toni Morrison will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame as part of a posthumous class of black honorees that also includes Henrietta Lacks, whose cells were widely used in biomedical research, Barbara Hillary, the first black woman to travel to both the North and South Poles, and civil rights activists Barbara Rose Johns Powell and Mary Church Terrell. The evening ceremony will be the first in a series of planned virtual inductions meant to correct a lack of diversity among honorees, Hall officials said in a news release. In order to openly acknowledge and amend the disparities within the nomination pool, the virtual induction series will recognize and induct other marginalized women of achievement, including those from the Latinx, Asian, Native American, LGBTQ plus sisterhoods, as well as additional black women, it said. The National Women's Hall of Fame was founded in 1969 in Seneca Falls, the site of the first women's rights convention. Now, of course, Aretha Franklin had dozens of hits over a half century, and her signature song, Respect, has stood as a cultural icon. She won 18 Grammy Awards, and in 1987 became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, Morrison helped raise American multiculturalism to the world stage. She was nearly 40 when her first novel, The Bluest Eye, was published. After just six novels, Morrison, in 1993, became the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize. In 2012, President Barack Obama awarded Morrison a Presidential Medal of Freedom. The case of Henrietta Lacks was the subject of a best-selling 2010 book and a 2017 HBO film. It began when researchers took a sample of cancer cells without her permission while she was under anesthesia and found they could be grown indefinitely. The so-called HeLa cells became crucial for understanding viruses, cancer treatments, in vitro fertilization, and development of vaccines, including the polio vaccine. The adventurer, Hillary, became fascinated with travel after retiring from a nursing career. She was 75 years old when she became the first black woman to set foot on the North Pole, and stood on the South Pole 5 years later. Johns Powell was 16 years old in 1951 when she led a student strike for equal education at R.R. Moden High School in Farmville, Virginia. The student's cause gained the support of the NAACP lawyers who filed a lawsuit that would become one of the five cases that the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown versus the Board of Education. Born during the Civil War, Terrell was a dedicated suffragist whose civil rights activism continued up until her death in 1954 at the age of 90. Darrow was the first black woman in the United States appointed to the school board of a major city, the District of Columbia. She was a founding member and the first president of the National Association of Colored Women and was a charter member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the Colored Women's League of Washington. That's the Women's Hall of Fame inductees. All right, phone calls from Santa. We are in the Christmas season, of course. Raleigh Parks has reached an agreement with Santa Claus's North Pole headquarters to arrange a phone call from Santa for local children ages 2 to 10 years old. Experience this memorable moment this holiday season with a personalized phone call from Santa. The phone calls cost $5, and the dates remaining, December 15th and 17th. You register each child individually by time slot online via RecLink. The website is reclink.raleighnc.gov/start. You'll receive a phone call during the time slot you registered for. For additional information, check the city's website, raleighnc.gov. By the way, there are a number of outlets offering similar calls. Just search phone calls from Santa or Santa phone calls, and a number of potential websites will pop up. Regarding the Museum of Life and Science's Santa Train, the Santa Train won't be rolling along Ellerbee Creek Railway this year because of COVID-19, but museum leaders have pulled together a new holiday event for families who want to continue the tradition of celebrating the season at the Durham Museum. Visit the museum December 16th through the 20th, and then again at the 26th and 27th for Holidays in the Park, an event that will include strolls through the indoor and outdoor spaces of the museum, where there will be lots of holiday lights along the pathways and in the trees and different exhibits. For more information, check out the museum's website, lifeandscience.org, for ticket info and a lot more. Some more cancellations. The North Carolina Transportation Museum says that its popular Polar Express is canceled for this year. They called it a difficult decision. The North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently open with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings, while train and turntable rides are suspended. The annual event is the museum's largest fundraiser. More than 60,000 people traveled to the museum over 22 event days for a reenactment of the beloved Christmas story during a train ride. By the way, both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and Meadow Lights in Benson have also been canceled this year because of the pandemic. The New Hope Valley Railway's Santa Reindeer Roundup Express is sold out for the season, so it is no longer available for rides. Again, that's the Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express at New Hope Valley Railway is filled up, sold out, which is a good thing for them, of course. Don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st of 2021. City Council moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled this year, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues have been shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night, Raleigh's New Year's Eve Celebration, and many, many others. Not only did we miss out on the entertainment and fun these events would have provided, but the financial impact has been enormous. For example, canceling the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival meant a loss of at least $18 million. That's how much festival goers spent during the festival in 2019. Money that would have gone to local bars, restaurants, hotels, on-street vendors, event workers, just to name a few. The Carolina Theater of Durham has announced it will be temporarily closing for 6 months. The Performing Arts Center will be closed from January 1st through June 30th. A spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic issues. The theater has not operated at full capacity since early March. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, obviously in Durham. Tickets are available when shows are actually appearing. Tickets are available through dpacnc.com. The DPAC Ticket Center, phone number 919-680-2787. And, of course, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Or, of course, you can contact Ticketmaster. Coming up Saturday, December 19th, a virtual Christmas vacation with the Griswolds. Then we move to February. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, it's Pretty Woman, the musical. Of course, featured in the musical is Roy Orbison and Bill Dee's international smash hit song, Oh, Pretty Woman, which inspired one of the most beloved romantic comedy films of all time. Then coming up in March, it's To Kill a Mockingbird. All Rise for Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning masterwork. The New York Times critics' pick, To Kill a Mockingbird, is the most successful American play in Broadway history. In April, few programs. Friday, April 16th, it's Funny Man Chris Tucker. Also in April, Oklahoma, a reimagined version of that stage play. Tuesday, April 27th in April, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Also coming up in April of next year at DPAC, Gabriel Iglesias. Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, go big or go home. And in May, have two events so far, Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th, Trolls Live. And then a week later, it's Riverdance. And again, all of these are currently scheduled, but because of the pandemic, we don't know what will be happening as far as schedules are concerned at any event facility. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, they've scheduled several streaming events over the next couple of months. Streaming will be from the Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. Details about upcoming events are available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Saturday, December 19th. Holiday Pops with Jingles the Elf, of course, as we mentioned, a streaming event. Backed by popular demand, the hilarious Jingles the Elf joins the symphony for a family Christmas concert bringing joy, fun, and holiday spirit to everyone. Then on Wednesday, December 23rd, Holiday Pops, a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Classic carols combined with festive holiday music we know and love, featuring brass and organ as we celebrate the holiday season. Then Friday, December 25th, The Nutcracker, a streaming Carolina Ballet event. This year's Carolina Ballet is unable to perform The Nutcracker in front of a live audience. In order to continue this extraordinary holiday tradition, Capital Broadcasting Company is filming a special performance of Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, presented by PNC, and it will be broadcast on WRAL-TV. Again, that's Friday, December 25th, The Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet. Saturday, January 16th, Musician's Choice. Again, North Carolina Symphony streaming event, musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. January 21st, which is a Thursday, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the North Carolina Symphony, a streaming event. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It's the off-Broadway hit comedy at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, is Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto from Carolina Ballet. The Carolina Ballet opens the season with the pure elegance of dance in the return of artistic director Zalman Raphael's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This is at Memorial Auditorium currently. Sunday, February 21st, Valentine's Romance and Tango, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Same for Saturday, February 21st, Famous Overtures. Then Thursday, March 4th, Franco Escamilla. Friday and Saturday, March 5th and 6th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. This, again, is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Then moving on Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 18 and 19, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is the event on Friday and Saturday, March 26 and 27, Gershwin and Dvorak. Tuesday, March 30th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Then coming up in April, Beethoven Eroica, a North Carolina streaming event from the Symphony. Also in April, La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera, An Irresistible Tale of Young Love in Paris. A Chance Encounter brings the poet Rodolfo and seamstress Mimi together, and they instantly fall in love. It's like magic. But will their love survive when real life intervenes? Italian soprano Lucia Cesaroni debuts as Mimi. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Also in April, Ragtime Kings, for a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. In late April, Cinderella from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. April 30th and May 1st, Beethoven Violin Concerto, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Early May, Cirque de la Symphonie. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in mid-May, and Mozart, The Magic Flute. This is from the North Carolina Opera in Memorial Auditorium. That's also in mid-May. Later on in May, Macbeth from Carolina Ballet. And then late May, it's Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. All right, looking at a few other venues, the Clayton Center. Box office number there is 919-553-1737. Or online at theclaytoncenter.com. The following events are all streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evenings starting at 7. Thursday, December 17th. Or excuse me, let me start with this one, because it'd be December 16th, Sayer McShane Band. Sayer McShane is a fantastic blues-based rock band. Their live show features guitar, drums, powerful vocals, engaging humor, and raw showmanship. Thursday, December 17th, a Celtic Family Christmas at Home with the McMaster Leahy family. And these popular performers are inviting you into their home, virtually, of course, to witness their music, life, and holiday traditions. They will share their music as well as some candid family moments around the kitchen, decorating the tree, and other delightful bits of Christmas chaos. Join us for the cozy comfort of your homes to celebrate the holidays the only way we know how, with great music and good people. Now, this is the Clayton Center's first ticketed live stream event. Your ticket purchase will support the artists as well as make it possible for the Clayton Center to continue to present performances via streaming platforms. Again, this is a ticketed event, and it starts at 7 on Thursday, December 17th. Then December 23rd, a Proton Jones Christmas. Proton Jones returns to the Clayton Center live stream series, and this time he's bringing holiday cheer. Carytown Events, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. The 20th season marks the 9th anniversary of this beloved series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Friday, January 22nd, it is Blue Jupiter, a free online event. Then Saturday, February 20th, again, a free online event, this one with Yolanda Rabin. Then Saturday through Thursday, December 26th through the 31st, it's Cary's 26th annual Kwanzaa celebration. Kwanzaa events will be presented virtually this year. Cary Kwanzaa is a communal cultural celebration that honors African-American people and their heritage. Halle Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Dear Santa Musical. Letters and songs to the North Pole. A merry mini musical for unison and two-part voices. This virtual Christmas holiday show is available on the internet at apexnc.org. And click on the Dear Santa Musical link, and from there, click on the Start button near the front of Santa's mailbox. That's Dear Santa the Musical in Apex. Jazz Live Concert Series, Saturday performances at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. Concert dates, February 6th, with special guest Howard Paul, and then again on April 17th. The Classical Concert Series at Halle Cultural Arts Center, Sunday performances at 3. Currently, there is only one scheduled. That is for March 21st, Adam Dengler in recital, baritone classics, and contemporary local composers. All right, if you don't mind going out of town for some entertainment, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Friday, December 18th, a streaming event with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then events returns starting in March. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concerts. First one is not until April. That's Saturday, April 10th, with the much-postponed Garth Brooks Dive Bar Stadium Tour. Billy Joe will also be there in April. Then Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts Stadium Tour 2021 will be there in June. Greensboro Coliseum, the current 2021 concert schedule at Greensboro Coliseum includes Mercy Me on March 25th, Kane Brown March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour in early April. From there, two dates in May, the Millennium Tour and For King and Country. Also on the schedule for next year, Justin Bieber in July and Jim Gaffigan in August, then Dan and Shay, the arena tour that comes around in September. And I wanted to remind everyone about the Dueling Dinosaurs that will be coming to Raleigh. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh, and the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be, but it won't be anytime soon. The museum is going to expand to house the exhibit, and there will be a grand opening sometime in the fall of 2022. So what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, one of the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons, and the second is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot, thus the name the exhibit, the Dueling Dinosaurs. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.